Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the JohnCast. My name is John Jorgensen, at John Jorgensen on the Instagram. It's been a minute. It's been a second, actually. It's really been only 2 weeks. We took last week off to have a little bit of a respite. It was Labor Day weekend here in the United States. Here in the U.S., we kind of bookend our summer with some Mondays off. Did you ever notice that? I feel like summer really starts to kick off with Memorial Day weekend, and then when you hit Labor Day weekend, it's like summer is winding up. That's always a sign. Whenever you get that 3-day weekend, we kind of bookend our summers in that way. But I missed you all. I missed coming into your earwaves or your earbuds or whatever, however you say that. Today, I'm very excited because we're starting a new series. As we start it, I want you to do me a quick favor. If you are not driving, if you are driving, please ignore everything that I'm about to say. Or just imagine it. If you're not driving, I want you to just reach and find your phone right now, wherever it is. Obviously, it should be close by because you're likely listening to this on your phone. But find your phone, open it up, and swipe to the right, kind of go to the left side of the string and drag to the right. If you don't have an iPhone, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't know how to do what I'm leading you to do, not on an iPhone. Anyway, open your phone, swipe over to the right. At the top, you'll see a search bar. I want you to search screen time. And you'll see it pops up for your settings. It says screen time. Before you click it, just take a deep breath and prepare yourself. Now you can click it. And if you have never done this before on your phone, I hope that deep breath prepared your heart. Because what this is, if you have an iPhone, your iPhone tracks your screen time, how much time you spend looking at your iPhone. It tracks how much time you spend in each application on your iPhone. It tracks how many times when you pick up your iPhone, how many times the first app you open is Instagram versus the first app you open is Messages. There are so many statistics and analytics that your iPhone is tracking in terms of your usage. And you probably have gotten the notification before, maybe on Sunday, where it's like, your screen time was up 12% this week, or your screen time was down 4%. For me, I pay attention to those every single week. I go in, I kind of look at my screen time, do a little, a little house cleaning in terms of when I think I've been on a certain app too much or not. And maybe you do the same. Maybe you're super tuned in to what your screen time is. Others of you likely have never really paid attention to it before. But as you're kind of looking through it, I just want you to notice what emotions and what thoughts come up for you. Like, as you kind of look at the number at the top of the screen, which is usually how much time per day you're spending on your phone, how do you feel about that number? Honestly, if you are the average person who subscribes to my YouTube channel and listens to this podcast, then it's likely that that number at the top of your screen, your average screen time per day, is somewhere between 4 and 8 hours. Now, I want you to think about that number for a second, because your phone is just one of many, many, many pieces of technology that you interact with on a daily basis. There's a good chance that in the 21st century, a significant portion of your day is spent interacting with some form of digital technology. And I'm not just talking about screens. I'm not just talking about phones and laptops and televisions. I'm talking about, you know, microwaves, and think about my toothbrush is a piece of digital technology. It is electric. Many of you may be listening have electric cars. It is almost impossible in our day, in the 21st century, to walk through an entire day and not use some form of digital technology unless you're living in a Mennonite or Amish community. In fact, it's likely, if you're the average person living in the United States, it's likely that you spend more time on technology in a day than you do eating food. It's likely you spend more time on technology than you spend reading, Now, you may spend some time on technology reading articles and things, but I'm talking about physical books. Many of us spend more time on technology in a day than we do moving our bodies, getting exercise, going for a walk outside. And even some of us spend more time interacting with technology in a given day than we do interacting with other actual human beings in real life, especially in a 2020 coronavirus world. Now, I don't mean to sound like the boomer who's like, get off your phones, kids. That is not the point of this podcast. That is not the point of this series. But what I do want to try and do over these next couple weeks is begin to bridge a gap that I have noticed exists both within our culture and especially within the church. Follow me here. If you, like most Christians, believe that God cares about something like your health, for example, if you believe that God actually cares about what you eat and what you do with your body, how you take care of your body, if you believe that God cares about your relationships with other people, if God cares about who you date and who you marry, if God cares about how you treat your coworkers and your friends, if you believe that God cares about all of those things, then why wouldn't God care about how you relate to technology? Especially because, as we just said, it is just as, if not a more significant part of our lives than any of those other things we just talked about. We spend more time on technology than we do eating or exercising or interacting with other human beings. And yet, so many people, so many Christians, just don't look at it this way. So few of us actually connect our digital lives with our spiritual lives. So few of us view our engagement and our relationship with technology as a spiritual affair. And I think part of that is because it's relatively new. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I'm talking about in the history of the Christian faith and the history of the church, a lot of these forms of digital technology are very, very new. A lot of the forms of technology that I, at 29 years old, interact with on a daily basis did not exist when I was a kid. When I was a small child, the internet, it sort of existed, but it certainly wasn't anything like it was today. Cell phones kind of existed, but not really. When I was in high school, social media, as we know it, Twitter was in its early days. Facebook was just getting started. And so I think part of the reason why we haven't bridged the gap between our spiritual lives and our digital lives is because to an extent it is new. However, just because it's new doesn't mean it isn't important. In fact, most of the time, it is the things that are new in our lives and in our culture that can very quickly become a distraction from our faith or something that pulls us away. And I think if you're the average person, if you're the average Christian, and you honestly look at your life, that's probably what's happening. And if you're the average person, if you're the average Christian, you likely are not viewing how you interact with your phone, or maybe even what you choose to watch or engage with or who you choose to follow, you're not viewing that necessarily as a spiritual practice or a spiritual affair. But my goal in this series is to convince you that it is. Now, if you are looking for a Bible verse about which apps on your phone are holy and which are not, you are obviously not going to find that verse. However, that doesn't mean that the Bible doesn't talk about technology, because it does, actually. And it also talks at length about our relationship to things like technology, or to things that in the ancient world were the equivalent of technological advances in terms of the amount of time we spend interacting with them on a day-to-day. And so that's what I want to talk through in this series. We're calling it Technology Theology. Now, over these next 3 weeks, we're going to seek to make this connection between our digital lives and our spiritual lives, and we will seek to give God complete control of both. And to start us off today, I want to look at a passage of Scripture that is likely very familiar to some of us. However, it might not be so familiar when we look at it in this context. So in Exodus chapter 20, in Exodus, the second book of the Bible, chapter 20, God gives his people the famous Ten Commandments. Yes, probably know this through the movie that they play every Easter or whatever it might be. Moses on the tablets, the Ten Commandments. And while you are not going to find a commandment that is telling you to limit your weekly screen time, I do want to draw our attention to the first three commandments specifically. The first three commandments are thus: I am the Lord your God. That's the first one. Second commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. And then you shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. Now, there has been a lot of conversation as to exactly what these commandments mean, and they apply to our lives in many, 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 many ways. But if we take a moment and dig deep and get to the heart of what these commandments are expressing, we see that all three of them really, in some form, are about idolatry, or placing something that is not God in the place of God. What we see at the beginning of the Ten Commandments is that God wants to make sure from the outset, from the foundation, that he is the beginning and the end, that he's the first and the last. God wants to make sure that he is at the center of our hearts and our lives and our minds. Nothing else. Now, when we think about this in the context of our relationship to technology, especially in 2020, these words become very, very convicting for me. It is a bit embarrassing to admit, but I can't tell you how often my Instagram following or my YouTube views have taken the place of God in my life in terms of how much attention I give them, or how hard I work to get to them, or how much time I spend reaching for more of them. Right now, it is not uncommon for me to spend twice as much time scrolling through TikTok in the evening than I do in prayer, or even than I do connecting with family and friends through meaningful conversation. Something that my pastor talks about all the time is the relationship between our attention and our devotion. And this is something that the biblical prophets talked about a lot as well. And something that my pastor says is that your attention determines the direction of your devotion. So wherever or whatever you're giving your attention to, that ultimately is where your devotion is going to go as well. You can think about this in terms of sports fandom. I have spent a lot of time giving my attention to the Chicago Bulls, and they have hurt me time and time again, especially recently. But with all of that attention going towards them, my devotion grows more and more. The same thing is true for Sweet Bear and I. When I truly am giving her my attention and truly connecting with her, when we're going out and spending time together and having meaningful conversation, the attention that we give one another grows a greater devotion. That's true in pretty much anything in our lives, and especially true in our relationship with God and our relationship with technology. Think back to your screen time that you looked up earlier. Now, I consider myself to be a decently intentional and wise person when it comes to my relationship with technology. I talked about before, I'm pretty dialed into my screen time. I try and limit it. I do my best. However, even I averaged about 3.5 hours on my phone per day last week, which is a lot for me. And while I want you to hear me, please, there is nothing wrong with that in and of itself. Obviously, technology is a big and even necessary part of our lives in the 21st century. Many of us have to use screens for work and things like that. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. However, 3.5 hours a day is a significant chunk of my time and a significant chunk of my attention. And that's just on one piece of technology. But as a follower of Jesus, I want my devotion to be for and towards him first and foremost. I want my attention and therefore my devotion to be towards God and towards the presence of his Holy Spirit. And so what this means is I need to be intentional with my time and attention to make sure that nothing, including technology, ever becomes more central to my life than God is. To make sure that nothing ever becomes the object of more attention than God and his Spirit. Now, again, this doesn't mean that we cut off all forms of technology altogether and join the Amish. No, that's not true. In fact, the Amish don't even necessarily cut off all forms of technology. But rather, most Amish communities, what they do, they're incredibly intentional and careful with which forms of technology that they adopt into their lives. And I'm not saying that we should all be as strict as maybe an Amish or Mennonite community. However, I do think there are some principles here that we can borrow. What it means is that we can maybe put a little bit more thought and prayer and wisdom into our relationship with screens. We can maybe put a little bit more intention into how and when and why we interact with technology. And this is a long journey because, again, technology, major part of our lives in 2020. But to kind of start us on that track, I want to give you kind of two questions that you can begin to ask to do a little bit of an audit of your digital life. The first question is, where does technology help me to encounter God's presence? Yes, you heard me right. I actually believe your phone or your laptop can be tools to help you connect with God. The vast majority of my work and ministry over the last half decade have happened on digital devices. I absolutely believe that you can experience the presence of God through a YouTube video or through a Spotify playlist or a podcast, especially this one. For me, there's this app that I was introduced to a few months ago. It's called Lectio 365, and it's just a short devotional scripture reading every single morning. And I listen to it every day when I wake up, and it just sets my heart and my mind in the scriptures right from the start each day. And so you can listen to Lectio 365 if you want, or maybe for you, it's a Spotify playlist. It might be this very podcast. It might be another sermon podcast that you listen to. But ask yourself, begin to ask yourself, where does technology actually help lead me into the presence of God? And if it doesn't, maybe I can ask a friend or find ways or areas or podcasts or YouTube channels that actually might begin to create those experiences. So that's the first question. Where does technology help me to encounter God's presence? And then the second question is, where does technology pull me away from God's presence? And here's where we have to just be humble and we have to just be honest. By just doing a quick review, what habits, what current rhythms do I have with my devices that are not helpful for my spiritual life? What current practices do I have with my technology that is distracting me from growing in my relationship with Jesus? One for me recently, it was at the start of my day. I used to start each day pretty much by scrolling through Instagram for 20 to 30 minutes. And what I would find is as I would get caught in the Instagram rabbit hole, again, 20 to 30 minutes would go by, and then all of a sudden, I would have to get up and leave the house in a rush, and I didn't get any time in the morning to check in with God. And so what I have done is I've sort of tried my best to kind of set a new rhythm where I've made it a rule that I don't check my phone until after 8 a.m., which is usually about, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hours after I get up. I don't check my phone until after 8 a.m. to make sure that I have that space, that I have that time to connect with God before I begin to try and connect with the world and with others, or most likely scroll through Instagram photos. Now, obviously, these questions of, you know, where does technology help me to encounter God's presence, and then where does technology pull me away from God's presence? These questions are very, very simple. They are not going to absolutely change your entire life, but I think they are a great starting point. Especially if you're someone who has never really thought about your digital life as a spiritual affair. I think just asking these questions this week as you're going about your time on your devices, is this leading me more into God's presence or is this actually distracting me? I think it could be a game changer for you. Because what it does for us is it sets us on a trajectory towards making sure that your attention is setting your devotion in the direction of where you actually want to go. That is all I have for you this week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the JohnCast. I hope it was helpful for you. If it was, please, please, please leave a review, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you would, that actually helps this podcast a lot. It helps more people to find it if you leave a review. I will recommend one book that I found extremely helpful in putting together this series, and it is a book called Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. Super, super practical book. A lot of it inspired much of the teaching in this series, especially in terms of cultural studies and our engagement with technology. I added a little bit of the biblical side of it in there, but Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport, great book. I'll make sure to link it in the description of this episode. That is all I have for you this week. I'll see you next week right here on the JohnCast. I love you all. Keep being awesome.